Hello again. I am Soph Chagrin, podcast guru and president of the Podfix Network. Since revealing myself as the puppeteer of the Podfix Nation, I have felt the need to be more hands-on with the day-to-day duties. No respect to Chris, Keith or Chaz. Is that his name? Sure it is. You see, when I listen to podcasts, I see the ones and zeros that make up the matrix as we know it. That is not something my master classes can teach, but rather a natural talent. In other words, I was born with a gift, and curse, for identifying great podcasters, their shows, and then exploiting them via the network. Every Thursday, I will open the Podfix archives, hand-select a definitive episode from one of our network members. A true showcase of the talent that that we have here at the Podfix Network. Now, sit back, relax and let your ear muscles do all the heavy lifting, while you enjoy this, as the kids like to say, oldie but goodie.
Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Look at you singing your name again. I just sang mine.
Yes, you did.
But I didn't say my name, but I just kind of sang.
Yes, you did.
Wow. Hi, friends of the podcast. I'm like stumped right now. I'm like kind of like a deer in the headlights. I've never done that before. Wow. I must be in the spirit.
Spirit of?
Elvis.
Yeah.
So friends of the podcast, I don't care how Samantha's doing today.
No, I don't care how Lisa's doing either.
So we're cutting that part right out.
Because we cannot agree.
We cannot agree. So that part, who cares?
We don't care.
We don't care.
No.
But what we do care about is what our podcast's about today.
Elvis.
It's all about Elvis, friends of the podcast, because yesterday was the 40th anniversary of the death of Elvis.
And we're not happy that he's dead.
No.
But we are celebrating him because he really is awesome.
He is all things.
He is all things.
You know, he's like he's just larger than life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I grew up with him, and so did you.
Yeah. You grew up sooner because you're a little bit older than me.
We don't need to have that conversation.
Absolutely,
right now.
We don't, Samantha. We don't. We don't.
We don't.
Should we just get to what we're talking about?
I think so.
Okay.
Because we're going to do something new.
We're trying something new again.
Yes.
Friends of the podcast.
And this is why we're not quite friends right now.
No. So last week, as you know, we ran into a few technical difficulties with our podcast because we lost cell service in the middle of it. This week, we're trying to bring something new into the podcast. And friends, it ain't going good. So bear with us, right? Because we think it's really important because we're just wanting to be excited and talk about all things Elvis. So, what did you think of that, Samantha?
It went better that time.
It did go better that time. Friends of the podcast, that's our first time ever trying to put music into this. And you know what? I hope we don't get our asses sued.
Yes, that would be great.
That was 23 seconds of Elvis Presley singing.
And I can only imagine how much that would cost.
Yeah, so you know what? If it doesn't sound like top notch, just bear in mind, we do our podcast from the car.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this is where we have our best conversations and our best fights.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, we're not going there.
Yes, well, right? That's true.
Right, but we're not going there.
We're not going there.
We're not going there.
We're not going there.
Okay, so Samantha, as always, right, I see that you've got lots and lots of notes.
Because I'm that girl.
Yeah, you're all school.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and I got my notes on my pieces of paper too. So this podcast was near and dear to my heart and I didn't even remember why.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because I forgot that I went to Graceland.
How can you forget that
I
you went to
Graceland? I don't
know.
I must have blocked it out. But it opened in 1982, and I went that first summer.
Really?
I went the summer that it opened. Whenever it opened, I don't know what month it opened in, but I went in the summertime.
Really?
Yeah, and not with my family, with my cousin's family.
And you forgot that?
Completely.
Why?
I don't know. It's really, really bizarre. I don't know. I mean, I knew that I went, because I think I was 13 or maybe 14, but it was so weird, like, as I was kind of thinking back through my Elvis memories, right? And I have a lot of Elvis memories, which we'll share, but then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God, I was at Graceland.
That seems really odd.
Yeah, I went with my cousin Rhonda, and I think the only reason why I went was because she was an only child.
Oh, but that would make sense.
But what doesn't make sense is that I had two other sisters, and only I got to go.
Maybe nobody else wanted to go.
Weird.
Said, we're made to go.
People pleaser. Sure, I'll go. Right?
So, I love Elvis.
So we drove. So me and my aunt and uncle and my cousin Rhonda, we drove. And it was like 3 days of driving.
To Tennessee?
We drove to Tennessee.
Oh my God.
I know. And stayed in dumpy little hotels because that's what you did back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And ate, like, I remember eating Wendy's. But we did that. I've been there. I've been to Graceland. I know, hey?
So what do you remember then?
Oh my God, it's so cool.
Do you remember the jungle room?
Absolutely, I do.
Because it's actually the den, but everyone, for some, because it was basically, his decor was tiki.
Yeah.
Like, cheesy tiki.
Yeah, cheesy tiki, absolutely.
So did it look like that?
Yeah. Yeah, it looked, it was ugly. It's ugly. I remember it was ugly.
But that's where he recorded some songs and stuff.
Well, because it was also a recording studio,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's like where all the fun was.
In the den.
Right? That's where Elvis got his music on.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you suggesting?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Really?
But maybe.
No.
I don't know.
We are now making assumptions about Elvis.
We are. But it's funny. You know what? From what I remember about his whole big mansion was that you got to go on the bottom half only.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they had the living room, I remember, had a really, really long, it was like a specially made long white leather couch.
Really?
Yeah, really long. I remember that. And the whole room was in white. And in the jungle room, he had like three TVs.
In the jungle room?
I think it was in the jungle
room. No, that's his TV room.
Oh, okay.
Not the den.
Okay, in the TV room then.
It was the TV room?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had three TVs.
And
I was 13. Cut me some slack, Samantha. I was 13.
And apparently, from what I read, Elvis used to shoot the TV. Especially if Robert Goulet was on the TV.
Apparently
singing.
He hated Robert Goulet.
I don't. And they never. No one ever knew why.
I hate Robert Goulet.
He said that the jerk had no soul.
He has no soul.
I don't know. I don't know who he is.
But believe Elvis. Believe Elvis. You believe in the king.
Okay, I'll believe in the king.
So believe Elvis. Yeah, and it's funny. Somewhere out there, there is a picture of me with long, scraggly hair, I'm sure. Two barrettes, because that was my signature look back then. And kneeling beside Elvis's grave.
You knelt beside his grave?
Yeah, like I got a picture right near his grave.
That is so weird.
Yeah. I maybe didn't get that close to it. Maybe I just got a picture of the grave.
Okay, that's even creepier.
I don't know. I have a picture of the grave. Yeah. And my cousin and I got a picture and we were sitting on the front steps of something. I remember that too.
Of Graceland?
Yeah. Maybe. Of something there. Yeah.
These are very vague memories.
I was 13. 13. And I ate a lot of beef jerky. That was my first exposure to beef jerky. Isn't that so weird?
That's very weird.
Yeah, I don't think
you went on a trip. You don't remember.
I don't remember.
And you're not sure why you're going on this trip.
I didn't know why.
And you have a picture of a grave, but you're not sure. And
I definitely have a picture of the grave.
You ate beef jerky.
Yeah, and it was the first time I ever saw a 7-Eleven.
Really?
Yeah, because they weren't in Canada then.
Oh, that's true. Well, back then, probably not.
Yeah, and I think that's probably where we got the beef jerky from.
That is so weird.
But what I do remember is I came back with Elvis souvenirs. I brought my mom and dad back in true McIntyre fashion and a bottle of wine with Elvis's picture on it. Oh. At 13.
Really?
Right, at 13, yep. And then I remember I brought home a record that had the front and the back had a picture of Elvis's face on the record.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember, weird that I remember that stuff.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
Who knew you were a closet Elvis fan?
Well, apparently, I am.
You were a big, big deal back then.
Big Graceland girl.
Woo-woo!
I know. Go figure.
Well, but Graceland, big deal.
Super big deal.
Priscilla and Lisa Marie were there.
I know. Over 200 million, over 20 million people have visited it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is the second busiest landmark in the United States.
Other than, like, what? Like, the local Hoover House?
No, the White House. Mm-hmm. White House, number one.
Number one?
Attraction.
Okay.
Graceland, number two.
Okay, I thought maybe it was like a brothel or something, like the Memphis brothel.
No.
My Little Whore House. Wasn't that a movie with Dolly Parton?
The best little whore house in Texas.
Right?
Oh my God.
Dolly
Seriously?
Parton, she's from
you
there.
You are connecting the king to a brothel.
I'm just connecting. My mind is a little bit fuzzy. I don't know why. I just know.
I don't understand it either.
I just know that I was at Graceland. Right? I was there.
Well, do you remember songs like In the Ghetto?
Loved In the Ghetto while my mama cried. Right? Right? Loved it. But you know what my very favorite all-time Elvis Presley song is? Return to Sender.
Oh, that's a good one.
Address unknown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Suspicious Minds.
I'm not a fan.
I like that.
Really?
Well, I like all Elvis.
Yeah.
But I like him in the 60s the most.
Yeah, because he was hunka-hunka burning love, Elvis.
Well, and I was born in 1968. Ooh, and the TV special that made him...
Samantha, you old.
Yeah, shut up. The TV special that made him, like, even more famous was done in 1968. So, obviously, I didn't watch it because I was just born.
But you would have almost watched it.
But I watched it later as a young teenager. Yeah. And I just thought, wow, he's really good looking. He was wearing that black leather jacket pant thing. And he was just... getting crazy with the guitar and getting into it. And he went, oh, it was just a really good special.
Mama like.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. You know what? I thought that he was so hot when he was young.
He didn't look good in the 70s.
He didn't. No, he didn't. But nobody did.
Well.
Right? No. Like, let's be honest. I mean, nobody looks good in the
70s. Ugly hair and a big sideburns.
So how do we know, right? Maybe he did.
Yeah.
People might have liked that.
You know what? You know what? I like me some Elvis, but I don't like the jumpsuit wearing Elvis.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like the jumpsuits.
I love that. When he, like, would do his, like, big finishing move with his big jumpsuit. Yeah. And he'd put that one leg out forward and he'd, like, get down. I didn't mind that. I think Neil Diamond, they used to call Neil Diamond the White Elvis or the Jewish Elvis or something,
really?
Right? Yeah, because Neil Diamond tried that same pantsuit style.
Really?
And kind of had the same pork chops on his face.
He did, too. Yeah.
You know who else did? My dad. My dad had those pork chops.
My dad had pork chops, too. And
did he wear zip-up boots? My dad had zip-up Elvis boots.
Oh, my God, he might have.
Yeah, I'm sure Larry did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Gord did.
Gord's so funny.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Well, because I blame my parents for a lot of my musical... interests because they listened to a whole bunch of stuff. I was surprised, actually.
Yeah.
My mom loved ABBA.
Yeah, ABBA was good.
But when I was growing up in the late 60s, early 70s, Elvis was still big with them.
Because Elvis never has gone away.
No.
Elvis was... You were just born and knew that Elvis existed.
Yeah.
Right? That's the thing. Do you know that he had 149 songs?
Not surprised.
All on the top 100 charts.
All of them?
All of them.
That's kind of unheard of.
I know. But go figure... In the world of music and how finicky people can be, when it came to the Grammy Awards, he only won 3 and they were all in the gospel.
They dissed Elvis?
They dissed Elvis.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Go that is, her. You know...
Like Jailhouse Rock never won a Grammy.
Those swiveling hips.
Yeah.
Huh. Right? That don't... you know what? People, that's wrong.
It is wrong. But friends of the podcast, how do we like those swiveling hips? Those were good hips.
Those were back good in the hips. 1957.
Those were bad hips.
It got him censored.
It did. But it also got him a lot of publicity,
yes,
too, right?
Did.
Yeah. Because you imagine, like, censoring. We're going to censor your hips, Ed Sullivan said, and we're going to just film you from the chest up.
No, it was from the waist up.
From the waist up, okay.
And he never appeared on the Ed Sullivan show after 1957.
Because of his hips?
Because the TV censored people didn't want him on the TV anymore. Because they
really?
Thought he was inciting too much, I don't know.
Yeah, for sure he would be, though.
Right? Desires.
Let's be honest, right?
Of the female population.
Let's be honest. When I take a look at, like, 1960 Elvis, he's working it.
Yeah.
It's working.
But... Okay, so that, but teenage girls still do that to this day. The Justin Biebers of this world, the Shawn Mendes.
Everybody's teenagers,
they're getting their jiggy on.
Yeah, they are. They are, for sure.
It's getting crazy.
Yeah. Thank God there was an Elvis.
So really, Elvis started it.
He did. Elvis started everything. Elvis started the one name, after God.
God, Elvis.
Anne
Marie.
Who just goes by Anne.
Oprah.
The Queen.
Adele. And
Adele. Those are, like, my big one-namers. I get that there's a Madonna, and I get that there's a Cher, right?
There's a list.
But those are the main ones. And I think without there being an Elvis...
There wouldn't be,
like, an Anne, I'm a Cher.
No.
No.
Because, really, after a while, you only just had to refer to him as Elvis.
Yeah, or the King. Yeah. Because that's what he was just like,
I don't
King.
Know. You know what? I really like the song, even though it was kind of cheesy. Viva Las Vegas.
Super cheesy,
but really catchy.
Yeah, super catchy. Yeah, but all of his songs were really catchy.
That's true.
Do you know, here's a fun fact, Samantha, that Viva Las Vegas, that song, still today, is played more times daily in Sin City than any other song.
Makes sense.
I know. I know. How can you not love Elvis?
I don't know.
Right?
I wonder who doesn't.
Do you ever think that maybe he wasn't meant to live to be an old man?
Maybe not, because sometimes...
Like James Dean?
Yeah.
Princess Diana? Oh, yeah.
Marilyn Monroe. She just celebrated, was it 20 years?
Yeah, like, sometimes there's some icons that, you know, they just don't, like, live forever.
Yeah.
River Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
Another one, right? Yeah, maybe they're not meant to.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Mm. But, I mean, Elvis left us with so much. Yep. 33 movies. That's crazy.
Yeah, and I've seen 22 of them. Crazier.
Really?
I've seen at least 22. I went through the list. At least 22.
You went through the list.
Yeah. And I'm like, yep. Seen it. Yep. Oh, no, not that one. Yep. Oh, no, not that one. Oh, no, didn't like that one. Yeah.
He cranked out movies like crazy.
I know, in such a short time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never won an Oscar.
No.
I don't think his movies were Oscars.
Well, I don't, yeah.
They weren't really Gone with the Wind.
Maybe not.
You know? They weren't really Gone with the Wind or anything quite like
and
that.
And you know what I had forgotten?
What?
That he served in the army.
Yeah. Like legit.
Legitimately yeah. served in the army. Didn't put up a fuss. Went and did his time. 18 months he was in the army.
He also afterwards did a lot of like concerts to raise money for like people lost in World War II and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a good dude.
I
mean, I think obviously.
I mean, there was some weird stuff.
He got caught up. Got caught up in the fame.
Yeah.
You know. But here's another fun fact, Samantha, that you don't know about me. So, friends of the podcast, I grew up in Stainer, Ontario. Which is 20 minutes from Collingwood, Ontario, which hosts the world's largest Elvis festival every summer. Right? These people come in. Yeah, they get impersonators, come to this town. They have all these different competitions, and there's judges. Priscilla Presley shows up.
Get out.
The whole bit. It's like the world's biggest.
That's so
cool. You can buy, like, Elvis shit and everything. I see you. I could buy you next fun there next summer. I could buy you some new sunglasses. Some big gold ones.
You know what? They sell them on the Elvis
on the Elvis website. And then you could buy some there.
That would be fun, actually.
I've been a couple times,
that would
and
be
it's
fun.
It's a little overwhelming.
Is it?
Yeah, because everybody's dressed as Elvis.
So everybody's talking like Elvis?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Everybody's doing all of that sort of thing. It's so funny.
I love that.
Yeah. You know, pretty cool. Pretty cool guy Elvis was.
He was very cool. Yeah.
Do you know what he used to get when he went shopping? You know what his grocery list was?
Well, I've read that he needed always Pepsi, Orange Pop, and what I was really excited about was the gum that he chewed.
I know.
It's all the old stuff. Spearmint, Double Mint,
juicy fruit. It can't go wrong with that.
I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
Those are my gums.
I know, my gums too, back when I chewed gums. Yeah. Do you also know, here's a fun fact alert, that there are at least 100,000 Elvis impersonators right now.
That's a lot of Elvis.
And when he died, there was only 170. That's a lot of Elvis.
That's like, that is a lot of dedication to a man who's no longer living.
I know. Do you ever wonder if he's still alive?
He's not.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
He's not
I'm just alive. Saying. How do you know?
He's not.
He could be.
Really?
There's theories. There's conspiracy theories about it. Serious.
Why would he?
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
I'm not saying I believe it. I'm just saying that there's a well, like, come on. You've heard that Elvis was spotted here. Elvis was spotted in Michigan. Elvis was spotted at the Dairy Queen. Right? Elvis is spotted in a lot of places.
That's funny because my boss just told me that there was a guy in Starbucks a while back when she hurt her ankle, and he touched her ankle and said, "You've just been healed by Elvis."
See, Elvis was in Starbucks.
He started talking to her and telling her that Elvis just lives down on 8th Street.
See?
Behind the Kohl's or something. And I'm like, are you kidding?
That's too funny.
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my God. People are so strange.
I know. We need to find out if Elvis is still
alive.
He's
not alive.
I don't know. Maybe imagine if it was like the world's best kept secret.
Why would he want to be dead?
I don't know.
Why would he fake his death?
Maybe he
can get into a lot of trouble if he faked his death.
Absolutely could. But maybe he didn't want to have all the fame anymore. He's got the money.
He's still making money.
I know. So
he's
maybe
dead and he's still making money.
But maybe he's alive and living on an island somewhere.
There's like a guest house on his property now on Graceland.
Maybe he's there.
Where people can like vacation there.
I know.
That's weird.
We should do that.
No.
Don't you think that'd be cool?
No, because I'd be afraid of Elvis's ghost hanging around.
Yeah, but maybe.
Dude, go away.
They say on the second floor of Elvis's home, because it's closed off, apparently, to people, they say that it's the ghost of his aunt lives there. Because his aunt used to live up there.
Really?
Yeah, she did.
Well, he died on the second floor, too.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm thinking, he probably.
Probably.
But no one gets to go on the second floor.
No, I've heard that.
only Priscilla, Lisa Marie, and the Graceland curator. However, when Lisa Marie was married to Nicolas Cage, he got to go to the second floor.
Really?
He's the only other human being who's
ever been to the second floor. Like Michael Jackson didn't get to go?
Nope.
Wow.
Nobody.
Just Nicolas Cage.
Just those four people who, they say, there's been there's rumors that it's exactly how he how they left it after his death.
Wow.
There's nothing has been changed.
Hopefully the washroom was
changed.
Okay,
because now I need to go see that.
See?
Because now I need to figure out how to get there.
How to get to the second floor.
How to get to the second floor.
Right? It's worth it.
Who do I got to sleep with, people?
Right? I don't know. But now there's Elvis' grandchildren, too, right? So there's more options.
Let's figure it out.
Let's figure it out. I want a second floor.
Who's coming to Graceland?
Who's coming to Graceland? Mama wants some Elvis.
No, because I just want to know, like, did they just literally leave it exactly the way it was?
Maybe.
And, like, not touch it?
I don't know, but why would you do that?
That's so creepy.
And then not let people see it.
Well, because it was just out of respect for how he died and his family.
I get, they like keep the bathroom closed.
Because they didn't want looky-loos, see?
No, and you would. I would.
Of course I would.
I would.
I'd be totally.
Like, I'd be like, I wonder if they flushed.
Shut up.
I'd be curious.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, Samantha.
That is disgusting.
There's some weird things.
There's lots of weird things.
You know, and like, maybe he didn't make his band.
Possibly.
Maybe Elvis was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
He could be slobby.
But going back to that grave thing.
Yeah.
The only reason Elvis is buried at Graceland is because guys tried to steal him 2 days after they buried him.
I heard
him.
That, yeah.
Like, what are you doing,
Steve? Isn't that weird?
Are you stupid?
Yeah.
Stealing Elvis. Why are you stealing him? They thought they could get money for him.
But here's what's
weird. Ransom out a dead body.
Is when I go back to my 13-year-old self at Graceland, I don't see any security there.
Really?
No, I see a ticket guy. Somebody who took your ticket. And somebody, like a tour guide.
No, I think there's security.
Maybe now, but I don't know if there was.
Well, there was security when Elvis lived there because...
well, because he had it.
Because Bruce Springsteen and his guitarist, Steve somebody, jumped the fence because they saw lights on and they wanted to go talk to Elvis, so they thought Elvis was home.
And they jumped the fence.
And the security caught him.
Elvis
wasn't there.
Was Bruce Springsteen the boss yet?
No. He was just before he hit it big.
So he was just Bruce.
Yeah, just Bruce.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's kind of funny though, hey?
I know.
Did they get arrested?
Well, no. I think security's like, dudes, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Dude.
What the heck? Yeah, that's kind of true too.
But isn't that weird?
Yeah, hard to believe it's been 40 years.
It's been, yeah.
Yeah.
You're old.
You're older.
Hmm.
I'm just saying. No, I'm just... I'm just saying, Samantha.
I'm just saying
that, you know what? I think that Elvis will always be around. There'll always be a little bit of Elvis.
I think we're going to be celebrating the 100th anniversary of his death.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We'll be dead, but
we'll
everyone
be dead.
Else
but
will
I think
be
it'll, I think it will always just be, I think it'll always just be something.
Well, because he started everything. He started rock and roll.
He started rock and roll. He started rockabilly. He did hillbilly.
No, don't,
he
did, shut up. He there did, is no hillbilly.
Well, are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Stop saying that.
Rockabilly might be close to hillbilly.
Rockabilly is just rockabilly. Hillbilly, that's not even, those are people.
That's a group of people.
That's a group of people. Not, okay. not music.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. And they live up in the mountains.
Yeah.
Maybe in Tennessee, Memphis. No, but that's a fact.
Yes, there could be hillbillies in Tennessee.
Yeah.
But we're not saying that there is.
I don't know. And we're not saying that it's bad. It's just a group of people.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
That's all I'm saying, Samantha. Mm-hmm. Sheesh. Right?
And just, watch what you say.
I just start talking about things I don't know. Okay? I know that. And
all
he did,
the time.
And he did gospel.
Okay.
Right?
Lots.
Lots of gospel.
Big into the music. Yeah. Into the gospel music.
Because his mom liked that.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like a mama's boy.
Oh, totally a mama's boy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I wonder what Priscilla saw in him.
Hi, it's Elvis.
Yeah, well,
that probably helped.
He was cute.
And famous.
Yeah.
Right? What's not to see in him? What wouldn't be to see him? So, 1958, Elvis Presley's around.
Yeah.
What's not to see?
True.
Right?
Yeah.
You know? Because
He
was, like, fine.
Hunka burn love.
Certainly was. Absolutely. You know what, Samantha?
Well, he only married Priscilla, though, in 1967.
Yeah. They were, and I don't think they were married for long.
No.
Well, obviously, he died in 77, and they weren't married.
No. And they got married in Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they had Lisa Marie, named after me.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think it may have been.
No.
Popular name?
I don't think so.
Popular name.
Just saying.
I'm just saying.
Probably not.
Well, it's hard to say.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Did you like the Aloha from Hawaii TV show?
Yeah, I did. Not as much as, like, the other. The one in his black suit.
That was the big one.
That was the big one. But you know what's funny is that, like, years ago on PBS, because I love a good PBS show. Right? I love a good PBS musical.
So do I, Lisa.
Yes. And it was funny because they had him, so they had old Elvis singing, but his backup band was, like, current. And they were playing while dead Elvis was singing.
Really?
Yeah, it's not weird.
That's strange.
But it was interesting.
Huh.
Yeah. Kind of, like, kept you watching because you were just, like, it's like he was, like, a hologram or something.
Huh.
Yeah, weird, eh?
They're still making money off of dead Elvis.
Yeah. Completely. They're making buckets of cash off of dead Elvis.
That is so strange.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But you know what else?
Hmm.
I just think that the world needs to appreciate him.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think Elvis is a man who will always be remembered for the things he contributed to the music world.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because there would be no rock and roll. He brought R&B to the world. He brought gospel into it. He brought pop and country. He mixed it. He was the first guy to mix a whole bunch of stuff together.
And he did it well.
Yeah.
And we're still listening to him today in different
exactly.
forms.
I still love Elvis' music.
I went, when I knew that this week was coming up, I went through all to see if there was any movies coming up. And there's no movies. I didn't see any movies being played like there used to be.
No, I think I saw some Elvis stuff on Vision TV, Channel 70.
Oh, never checked that one.
Yeah.
Good to know.
It's old people TV.
Okay, well, then that's why I wouldn't have checked it. But thank you for checking it. Kind of proves my point.
Yeah, whatever.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So? Do you have a, I can't believe I just read that.
Oh, my God.
There's been a lot of stuff happening.
There has been. You know, Samantha, there's been so much. Oh my God, I did not just read that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My thing that I'm just really disappointed in that I read is the whole Taylor Swift thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because, okay, Taylor Swift, I get that she's famous and that always brings people to have questions, right? And oh, she's privileged, blah, blah, blah. But I think she did a really, really brave thing by having her lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
She did it for $1 because she just wanted to be a voice. So friends of the podcast, my issue was that, as you know, if you're familiar with the story, right? She claimed that she was kind of like groped by a DJ.
Yeah, at one of her concerts.
At one of her concerts,
meet and greet, or something?
And then he kind of put his hands like up her skirt and like touched her butt.
Up her skirt?
Like under the back of her skirt and touched her butt.
Up.
That's my belief. I could be wrong. Maybe it was I think it was up her skirt. Yeah. And touched her butt.
That's disgusting.
And so anyways, right? So of course she was traumatized. And I get that you know, that she's Taylor Swift. But you know what? She's a human being.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think that any time a woman is touched in a manner that she does not
encourage,
did not encourage the touching.
Yeah.
She has a right to say, back off me and you're about to get sued.
Absolutely, right? But it's funny because, and she won the lawsuit.
Good.
And she's donated buckets of cash to different women's groups that deal with sexual assault.
Yeah, because, I mean, she only sued for $1. So the point, obviously, people, was not the money.
No, she said that she wanted to be a voice because she feels that assault is assault.
Exactly.
Right? But when you read through different things through Facebook and different comments, right? So on Facebook, People Magazine will post, you know, like an article about the Taylor Swift outcome, right? And it's very positive. But then people, it was amazing how many nasty, nasty comments were made. Because people seem to have a big issue because they feel that she was inappropriately touched and not sexually assaulted. And I'm like, really?
I think anytime anybody touches someone that...
Without
their permission.
That's a sexual assault.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
It needs to be addressed.
Absolutely. Right? And I don't think that Taylor Swift is any different than the next woman that finds herself in that unfortunate situation.
So are we, if this wasn't Taylor Swift, and this was just...
Would we be more sympathetic?
Sally something.
No.
Would we be quick to fry her as well?
I don't think we would.
Because, guys, it's hard enough for women to actually go and charge people with assault or rape or whatever it might be.
Yeah, so let's not squash them.
Come on.
Right? We need to empower people that no matter what, if you did not consent to whatever happened to you, you need to speak up. And I just, that was my, I can't believe I'm reading what I'm reading moment.
That's a sad day.
Yeah. It
that's
was not
very
good.
Sad day.
What about you, Samantha?
Well, oh heavens. Well, it started over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
With the Charlottesville riots.
Yeah. Oh,
Trump
so sad.
Was a dickhead again.
Right.
And I'm reading it and I'm like, I cannot believe I'm reading this right now. Oh my God.
So
it took him 2 days to respond, to react to what was happening there. And then he was just a jackass. And he said, both sides are to blame.
So horrible.
Seriously?
So horrible. Right?
19 people hurt. One woman lost her life because a jackass drove into the...
A white supremacist rally.
Drove into the rally and, like, killed people. Like, and here's my, what are
here's,
you doing?
And here's my question, Samantha. In this day and age, why are we still having white supremacist rallies?
I don't know.
Like, why does that still exist?
It was about the Robert E. Lee statue because they want to take it down.
Right? Elvis Presley gets censored because he's shaking his hips, but white supremacists are still out there rallying.
Doing their shit.
Wow.
But
scary.
The problem is that Trump, he's getting blasted from both sides, Republican and Democrat, because they think the president needs to take a side, and he did not take a side.
He won't take a side.
Nope. He kept saying things like alt-left and alt-right. Yeah. What is that?
I know, right?
What is that?
Yeah, and then his whole issue, he said, too, that the reason why he didn't respond sooner is because he's a man who wants to know all the facts first, which is so not true based on his Twitter feed.
Oh, yeah, like, hi, can you hear the irony in all of that, people?
Exactly.
The guy speaks without knowing a stitch about anything.
He just wakes up and tweets.
I think he felt that this was not an issue.
I think so. Yeah, completely.
Or he was afraid to speak out because he was going to lose the few people that still think he's okay as the president.
Right, because there's still...
Which is the white supremacist.
Yeah, because there's still that gray area where they still support him, right?
Oh, that's horrible.
But you know what? How about two thumbs up to the former president?
Obama.
Right? Obama came out and he stood up and took a stand.
He quoted Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, see? When you quote
he's a good man.
When you quote Nelson Mandela, you mean business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his tweet went so viral.
It was the number one tweet.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Yep, of all time in Twitter's history.
Good for you, Obama.
Thanks for stepping up.
Two thumbs up.
Yep. And you know what? It's pretty scary because as Canadians, we like to think that things like this don't happen.
No.
But there was just an issue happening in Winnipeg, you were saying.
I told you.
Yeah, right.
Saw it on the news today. Some hates.
Hate graffiti.
Hate graffiti against a memorial. I think it might have been a Jewish memorial, maybe, potentially. I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
So it happens everywhere.
And actually, we've had, for the year, in Canada, over 1,400 incidences of anti-Semitism.
Wow.
So we are not untouched by
this, guys.
And you know how we're neighbors to the U.S.?
Yeah.
Be careful.
So you know what, Canada? Let's be better.
Yeah.
Let's do better. And America, and to our friends of the podcast that are Americans, expect more from your president.
Yeah.
Let's do better.
Expect more from your fellow man.
Yeah, just love. Like, you know what? It's like Obama said, right? We aren't raised to know hate.
We aren't born hating.
No.
We learn to hate. So why can't we teach people to love?
Right? In all things, whether it's sexuality, equality, transgender, it's everything, right?
The color of your skin. Doesn't matter.
Right? Just let's have tolerance and just learn to love.
Why can't we just all get along?
Yeah. That's my whole thing.
That's our whole thing.
Right?
So it's very deep for us today.
I know. Right?
Apparently it was very important.
It was important. It was important. Yeah. Take that. Mic drop. Bang.
Lisa and Sam, we're in your face.
In your face. Not all the time, but sometimes when we feel it's necessary, we got to bring it up.
Okay.
Right?
All right, Lisa.
I have a nice shake my head moment, Samantha.
Is it a good one?
Yeah. You know what? It's short.
Okay.
Why does McDonald's refuse to bring back my McRib?
Because they're smart.
No. Because all I want.
McRibs are horrible.
No, they're not. They're wonderful.
No.
Pressed patty that looks like a bone. That looks like ribs. No, it's so wonderful. And a nice bun. And it's got like slivers of onions and pickles and sauce. That's all I want. I download the McRib locator app. And every day I take a look to see if it's been spotted. It's nowhere. It's nowhere.
And where has it been lately?
It was in Florida in March, and then it was in, like, another part of the world. It's on a world tour, they said. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
And that makes me shake my head, because I'm like, guess what, dear McRib? I love you so much. Just come to Saskatoon. Not forever, but just come for a visit.
Okay.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So you can have, like, a couple of days of McRib fest.
Of, like, hoarding McRib.
That's so disgusting.
So wonderful.
Gross.
What about yourself, Samantha?
Well, my I shake my head moment was from our vacation.
Oh, God.
To the lake.
Really?
To the Gibson cabin.
What made you shake your head?
Well, Lisa.
Oh, I can tell from the look on her face, friends, where this is going.
I know that the sun hates you.
It does. I'm suffering a little bit right now with a chest infection from it.
She has a chest infection. And I think I shake my head because she knows the sun hates her, but she went out for 4 days, all day in the sun, sometimes SPF, sometimes not SPF. And I'm like, how about some shade? No, I don't want no stinking shade.
I took one for the team. For all you pale whiteys out there, I took one for the team.
So, you took one for the team, and now she's sick.
And my bottom lip still paying for it.
You, however, have stopped the red glow that you had.
I know, right? So I don't even need to use that green stuff on my face anymore. Came in handy for the first few days.
Did it?
So,
okay, good.
Absolutely.
I figured it would.
I went to bed with it the night before because I knew Mike was at work. And so when he came home in the morning and I saw him before I like had a shower and stuff, I was hoping he would think that it wasn't as bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did it help?
No, I don't think so. No. Because the rest of me was glowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my I shake my head is Lisa because she knows she's allergic to the sun.
I am allergic.
But does it anyways.
Yeah, and somehow I got like a chest infection from it. And
shocker.
That's why I sound a little bit raspy, friends of the podcast, is because of that.
Oh my God.
But I do it again because I'm chocolate brown.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You know who is chocolate brown?
Who?
Bitch me.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah. Chocolate brown.
I know, but I'm pretty darn chocolate too. I'm pretty darn chocolate too. Okay. Enough of that, Samantha.
All right.
Thank you for making me be I'm your shake your head moment. Bye. Next year when we go up, you can just be out there by yourself.
Okay.
No. 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 That was not meant to be like a positive. Just saying.
Okay. Topic for next week.
Is?
It's going to be awesome.
Can't wait.
We're going to chat about our top 5 favorite SNL skits.
And by 5, we mean 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not categories. Not 5 categories.
Sure.
Not
really?
5 people per category. 5 people. Our top 5 SNL skits.
You take away all the fun.
Samantha, sometimes there has to be guidelines.
Because once I get into it, I'm like, oh, and there's this, and then there's that, and da-da-da.
Yeah, no. No.
Fine.
No.
Top 5 skits.
Top 5 skits.
SNL.
SNL.
Because who doesn't love a little Saturday Night Live?
Yeah. And you know what? We want to say a big thank you to all of the people who have signed up and who are following us on Podbean. Because we've just had a huge jump in our followers.
Yeah.
So thank you. And thank you, Podbean, for promoting us because we really appreciate it.
Yeah. We have seen our followers grow by hundreds, actually.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We are so thankful that you're giving us a go, and we promise to try to give you a little bit of funny every time we podcast.
All we want to do is we just want to make you laugh and not think about all the other bullshit happening in the world or in your life.
So we hope to have you keep following.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So thanks.
Thanks, everybody. Samantha, always a pleasure.
It should be.
Mm.
There you have it, loyal listener. A fine example of what can truly be done with podcasting. Hard work, consistent output, and just the right amount of guidance from an enigmatic network overlord. Tune in again next week to see what timeless gem I dust off for your listening pleasure. Seriously. I need to get someone into this archive room and do some cleaning. It's filthy.
This has been a transmission of the Podfix Network. For more about this show and other great Podfix programs, go to podfixnetwork.com.